All right, Pitts, play the song. Hello and welcome to the USC Outsider Podcast. I'm Rick Barbera. This is Scott Pitts.
Howdy.
And we are your source for all cool things USC football related. We are not officially affiliated with the University of Southern California, and all opinions expressed are uniquely ours. So, if you have small children, send them out of the room. And if you happen to be at work right now, put on headphones because we tend to swear sometimes.
Yep.
Just a fair warning.
Shit, yeah.
Here at the USC Outsider Podcast, we don't overthink it. Much like what we can't get a better copy of the song to play. Like that's
I told you,
through
it's from
your
a phone.
Phone.
Yeah.
That song is from a phone.
I don't have a push button.
All
thing.
The technology that we've got these days now, we're playing the.
You can move it around to make it sound different.
Oh yeah, I think Phil Spector did that when he was recording in the 60s.
The wall of sound.
So, yeah, the wall of. I'm going to bring a gun in the studio and shoot you. So here we are, week two. Had a great week one. We actually won the game.
Big.
Handedly over yeah. Arkansas State, the Red Wolves, and it was great to see USC back in action. A lot of positive things happened. Tons of freshmen got in the mix. We are, I would say, at full strength after so many years of just being miserable. We are finally back, seemingly at full strength. Just give me your best, because Pitts and I actually watched the game
we
last Saturday.
Together. First time in a long time.
This will go into something later, because I want to stay on topic this week, but I found out I was streaming. I logged in online through my folks' cable provider in Vegas, so I could get the Pac-12 network.
Yeah, don't give away the secret.
Oh, it's
Pac-12.
I mean,
you can
log in anywhere. Well, the problem is why DirecTV would say you can have this game and watch it in Los Angeles and then say, okay, no. And the larger thing there is then why did they do that with the Dodgers and Time Warner? Like, why did they say, these are your teams, this is a major market. Some asshole, obviously the same asshole that works at DirecTV works, or used to probably work at Time Warner, we're going to get as much money as we can and try to charge as much money as we possibly can for these teams in these markets.
I think you have some misplaced anger, Rick. I think it should be put squarely on the shoulders of Larry Scott, the commissioner of the Pac-12.
But he has nothing to do with the Dodgers and in Time Warner.
No, but it's
along
the same lines.
Oh, I'd love to put a lot of things on Larry Scott and the cartel and the
different Larry Scott.
This Larry Scott used to, I think, coach women's tennis at DeVry.
Yes, that's true.
That's a
fact.
We can look that up. Somebody Google it. Somebody Google that. At any rate, I don't understand why everyone's so mad at Los Angeles. The teams might be doing okay, like the Dodgers. Okay, they're probably going to go to the postseason this year.
Yeah, they're definitely going to the postseason this year.
Definitely going to the postseason this year. Pardon me. USC and UCLA and the Pac-12 network and everything. Why make a group of people suffer in that market? Why bleed so much out of the people that they should have a right to see their teams?
I agree.
I don't get the thought. Don't piss the people off. Otherwise, you're just going to have a bunch of cord cutters, and they can just, you know, do the worst and just select exactly what they want to see in these skinny plans. And that dude from Apple said that apps are going to be like the future of television. That's good. Man, see, I got off on a tangent.
There we go.
At any rate.
And we're off.
Favorite player of last Saturday's game, in your opinion, that we saw, like, just in pretty much good marks all around from me and Scott?
For me, it was Juju. He was incredible. Adoree was off to a good start. Came up lame a little bit. You like Trey Madden a lot. He broke off a big one.
Welcome back.
Yeah, he looked real good. My favorite freshman of the night, Ronald Jones, is the third or second.
That
he
yes.
was great.
He was exciting.
He is. He's going to be fun to watch in the next few years.
Yeah, they can give him the ball as much as they want to. He proved that he knew exactly what to do with it. Was not intimidated. I'm just blown away by the freshmen playing like they're redshirt freshmen or sophomores or juniors. Like they stepped right into the program and away they went and did it. So the I will say this because of last season, how often I didn't have anything good to say. Justin Wilcox did a great job as defensive coordinator.
The defense
looked scary.
They looked stout. They were fast.
Yeah.
They were just around the ball constantly and hitting people hard.
Fresh legs all the time.
Yeah.
they looked like they knew what they were doing and they were prepared, and it was one of those more aggressive, like there was blitzing, there was a fumble recovery. It wasn't so much different. Guys looked like they were prepared and knew what they were doing and had the time to adjust. So I can't really go to the bathroom all over the fact that we're playing a couple teams that may or may not be up to like Alabama's caliber for the first 2 weeks.
Sure.
Get them warmed up. Get them into this platooning system that Sarkisian and his band of merry men implemented last week because everybody's healthy. And get guys rested, getting their reps, and executing correctly.
The machine
and that
was
made
moving.
That makes for good football.
Absolutely.
So congrats.
It was a lot of fun.
22 Trojans debuted. When has that happened before, except after World War II?
That was 1969.
Yeah, you're making that up.
Look that up. No, look that up.
You're making that up. 22 freshmen in
69, that would not have happened.
Pitts gets a pass tonight because it is actually his birthday.
Thank you. Yes, it is. I'll take the pass because I need it.
Okay. Happy birthday, Scott Pitts.
Thank you.
And he's here doing a show for all seven of you watching.
Where else
watching.
Would I be? This is where I want to be. Okay, I'm finally getting
the stats. I wasn't convinced
here.
By that statement.
Really? This is actually where I want to be. With you and with David.
Trey
and
Madden came right back.
He didn't miss a beat, did he?
A year off, a year and a half off. It gets over a Hunsky.
Over most yards. Of that on he ripped off what was that, like a 65 yarder?
Yeah,
on
I think
one?
Right at toward the beginning.
Yeah, he was slow and steady at the beginning and didn't go for any negative yards, maybe one or two, but head down and was plugging ahead and ripped off a good
106
one.
106 yards on 12 carries, Scott Pitts.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. No flies on that.
65 yard touchdown run.
That's right.
Are you kidding?
He got a touchdown. He caught a touchdown as well. So that's nice to see. Rick, one area of concern for a lot of people, I feel, a lot of people were a little upset about the first half giving up the offensive line, giving up five sacks. Yeah, five sacks.
Yeah, in the first,
You and I were both a little upset. I watched the replay of the game. Did you watch that? I was able to do that. And I noticed a couple of running backs not picking up their blocks. So there was a little bit of that issue. I'm not going to put all the blame on the offensive line.
Mm-hmm.
The good news about all of this, and I think we talked about this, was that in the second half of the football game, how many sacks were there?
I think a half or none,
yes,
depending on what stat you read.
The stat I read was none. And so
none. So they adjusted.
That's right. The good news.
How about that?
That's something we haven't seen in the last couple of years. And it was nice to see some adjustment.
Pure adjustments during halftime, coming out, cleaning it up. I believe Max Turek apologized to Cody Kessler during halftime and said,
"Did they kiss?
That's enough." There might have been hand-holding, some champagne, and some rosé.
I know that's not true because alcohol has been banned from the locker room.
Okay.
As of 2 weeks ago.
A bit of a scare. Stephen Mitchell hurt his hand, but I think he's coming back. He looked like he has not missed a beat. Just
yeah,
like
he
there's
was great.
There's I'm your guy. Throw the ball at me, and I'll throw it in my area. And I'll come down and get it.
They were all good.
Darius Rogers acted like he was number one on Saturday night. Old Mike Williams jersey, which
yep.
is good because I still have the number one jersey from when Mike Williams went there.
Good.
So now that makes my jersey relevant again.
Good.
No,
good.
I didn't want to have to buy
good.
Another number.
I'm
a little cheap, and I didn't want to have to buy another jersey because that I like the number one, USC one, has a lot of, you know, you can read a lot into it, and I just didn't want to spend more money on it. So, Darius Rogers catching balls left and right. I think Cody spread the ball around to 9 different receivers, 10 different receivers,
I'm
maybe in the first
right
half.
Now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Okay, 11 receivers. 11 different guys. And
one
who
of those,
all caught them? Who all
those,
caught the balls?
Yes. One of those is including Jalen Green, quarterback. Turned wide receiver who actually threw a ball as well.
How about that? Call
that was fun.
Clay Helton for the first time calling the. Man, where it almost makes you think, okay, where the hell was this all last year?
Yeah.
With Clay Helton up
they were
in,
working it out.
Calling the plays. What a result. what a fantastic result. And Sarkisian has admitted this week that it was great for him to be able to go around to see what's going on in special teams, good. What's going on in the defense,
yeah,
check in with
that?
Everybody, manage the game more. This was on the Ripsit blog and, you know, the usual, the Conquest Chronicles,
sure,
of course,
okay.
And
cool.
Reign of Troy, but that he was able to go around, manage the game, have a little bit more fun with the different units, get everybody tightened up, and, you know, be a coach. Just, and in my opinion from last year,
and he liked
do
it,
what
huh?
he's paid for.
That's right.
Do what he's paid to do.
That's what a head coach does.
I don't care if he's drunk. He can be hammered.
He can be hammered.
He can be hammered in doing that.
I don't care.
Just
let the man
do,
have it. Let him have
let
it.
Him have
Speaking
drink.
Of that, Rick, what are we drinking tonight?
This is Scotty's birthday.
This is my birthday
this
drink.
This is a Manhattan, I believe.
This is my favorite drink.
Happy birthday.
This is a Manhattan.
What's in this one?
This is welcome to the USC Outsider alcoholic corner. What do you call it?
Alcoholics Anonymous.
We haven't officially named this segment. We have a drink of the week is what it is. We'll just call it the USC Outsider drink of the week. This week it's a Manhattan, which
Manhattan.
Is just under 2 ounces of your finest bourbon. In this case tonight, it was Maker's Mark,
mm-hmm.
and it's about
a good bourbon.
A 3/4 of a shot of sweet vermouth.
Yeah, okay.
It's not. And then you do some dash of bitters, and a lot of people like to put a cherry in there. But tonight, I did not because I forgot the cherries.
You don't need any fruit.
Yeah, we don't need any fruit salad tonight. This is a man's drink and a woman's drink and anybody who loves whiskey and doesn't love whiskey, this is their drink.
Tonight's drink is sponsored by Adoree Jackson. No, that's not true. He's not even old enough to drink, and he's a player. Take that back. He's a student athlete.
Mm-hmm. And that's the reason we are not affiliated with the University of Southern
in
California.
Any way, shape, or form, officially. So there was a brief scare. Speaking, I know that was a shitty segue, but Adoree came down a little bit hurt. Might be a hip pointer, might be something, might be XYZ.
I heard abdominal strain.
I heard abdominal strain as well. So we had to go and ask our intrepid reporter.
Did you talk to Gumbel?
Gumbel Brown.
All right.
Our intrepid reporter. And because I wanted to know the inside scoop, I wanted to say and be honest with him and say, okay, Mr. Brown, what's the real story? Is Adoree going to play? Are the coaches reconsidering taking him off of special teams now? Would they put a freak like Adoree Jackson in the game against the Idaho Vandals?
Sure.
Really badass name, actually.
Yeah, it's a good name.
Wow, great name. And would they put him in there if he were hurt? Or if he were not hurt, and would they reconsider based on what happened last week with
would you rest
his injury?
Just give him a break.
Apparently, Adoree is fine.
Okay.
And all systems go.
He's like full go.
You'll see him on special teams. You'll see him on offense. You might
he's
see him
green
on
light go 100%.
Yeah, he's unleashed the beast.
Okay.
Is, as I believe, Mr. Brown said. Gumbel Brown said.
I might
unleash the beast.
I might cut his reps in half. Maybe let somebody else. Christian Tober, I saw they're back getting kicks last week. So that was fun seeing
arguably, he did not. You don't need a man like Adoree Jackson back returning.
Well,
kicks.
Yeah, but with Adoree, there's the excitement. He could break one at any time and go. He could break one.
You could break one at any time.
I did break one. No, I didn't. I never broke one, but I did return punts and kickoffs, didn't I?
At Arcadia High football.
Foothills Junior
What was
High.
The Foothills? Sorry, what yep. was the? What was the? You guys? Is wait? That
we
was
were,
not.
We
no.
were the Highlanders. Ninth grade freshman football is what that was.
After the movie, the Highlanders. After
yes.
the movie, that was your high school.
Team? I actually had my head cut off, and I came back to life.
It's very talented. It's just a. So we beat the Red Wolves, 55-6. On Saturday night.
Now that, too little.
Man, I could barely see by the end of the game. What? It's an 8. I know that we're contractually obligated to be on. Or I'm sorry, I say we. The team is contractually obligated to be on the Pacific, or the Pac-12 network.
Sure.
Twice a year, I think.
That's right.
And
a minimum of twice a year.
8 p.m. kickoff. That's how far it's gone.
Yeah,
like,
that was brutal.
That's the best everybody could do.
That was brutal.
That was a long day.
Yeah, next week's not much better. It's 5 p.m., which on some of the promos I've seen from Pac-12, they call that prime time. That's 8 o'clock for the rest of the college football watching world.
Nobody east of Arizona is going to care or watch.
Exactly.
It's bad. They'll have other things to do.
There are
Saturday
a lot of
night.
Shit games this weekend, too, and ours included. But
oh, yeah, name one.
I will name one for
name
you.
Name one shitty game.
UCLA at UNLV, the University of Nevada, Las Vegas.
I believe UNLV got rid of their coach and is breaking in a coach who is coming straight from high school to coach college this year.
Is that real?
This is if we have anyone who can Google
with
that
you anymore.
No, this is actually true.
Okay, good.
So they've got a they had a really successful coach, I believe, in high school football.
Okay,
in,
that's a
in
different
Las
world
Vegas.
Though.
And they made him the coach of the Running Rebels. And so now UCLA, are the Rebels coming here, or are they going
no,
to Vegas?
No, UCLA is going there.
They're going to Vegas? Oh, that's a great Vegas weekend.
They'll probably get a couple players in trouble this weekend playing it. What?
We are playing, when are we, oh, when are we
David
going to Vegas?
David wants to know when
David
we're going to,
know
Vegas.
Going to Vegas.
Notre Dame. Now that Irish Tom, I have some bad news for him. Things have happened, and I am no longer going to be attending the Notre Dame USC game.
You could have texted him first. He shouldn't have had to hear it live.
No,
like this.
He should have to hear it live. I'm going to look him in the eye and just tell him that I'm not going to make it this year. Sorry about that, Irish Tom. I was looking forward to seeing
I'm
you.
I'm still on the fence. I still want to see what happens. I may do it last minute and just say, okay, I'm going to take that weekend and go to South Bend again.
Okay.
However, we should
do that.
Maybe I won't. Maybe I'll just go to Chicago, party with Irish Tom. And not go anywhere near, because I know when Pitts and I go to the games,
yeah,
we
it's bad
lose.
News. It's bad news every time we go to the away games.
And the thing was, last time we shouldn't have. That was the last game that Trey Madden played in, I think it was against the Irish. And he regardless, different
my
season.
Fault. My fault last year, losing to the Boston College Screaming Eagles. That was
you
my
were,
fault.
You were at that
I was
game.
At that one. So that's my fault. We don't go to games anymore.
I can't believe that. Maybe not on the road.
Another shit game next week.
Go ahead.
How about this? Jacksonville State visiting Auburn. That's a shit game.
You're right about that.
It's garbage.
So what do you think about Michigan State and the Ducks of Oregon,
well,
Scott Pitts?
Interesting. I wanted to do Pitsy's picks this week, but there's only really three or four games that I want to talk about.
But you shit the bed and left it in the car or something.
Yeah, I left
you
it.
You left it in your birthday cake.
Last week, and I also shit the bed last week and pushed the power plug, and things went down. And so my picks didn't get put up. But I missed two picks last week only.
Oh.
Which is terrible for the first week of the season. But this week, there's really only a few games I want to talk about. We'll talk about ours, of course.
So you're not going to talk to me about Michigan State and Oregon? You're just going
to
ignore
the
question I asked?
Yes, I was getting there. Number 7, Oregon, goes to number 5, Michigan State.
Good. Let them go to Lansing. Let the Ducks travel.
My pick was Michigan State. And the reason that I came up with that was only the fact, well, there was two things. Michigan State plays good defense. And number 2, it's at home for Michigan State. Now, being my birthday, you get the influx of birthday wishes on Facebook and whatnot. Excuse me. And I got one from Ducky Jeff today. Ducky Jeff is a longtime friend
of
the program.
A friend of the show.
Yep.
Ducky Jeff is a friend of the
and,
show.
And was curious about his take on the game. And Ducky Jeff said that the Ducks lose by 10.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
By 10?
Yeah, because he said the secondary, these are his words, secondary is shit for Oregon. And
yeah, but that offense is pretty high.
The offense is pretty good.
And I don't
good.
Know if
last
State's
week,
offense is that
last
prolific.
Week they did not play a powerhouse, but they gave up a lot of points.
They did. That was also the first game. Was that was at Outson?
Yeah, it was, I believe. Oh. I'll have to double-check my notes, but I left them at home. Anyway, that's Ducky Jeff's prediction.
Okay.
He and I were kind of on the same page with that.
Yeah, you think the Spartans are going to win?
I think they do. I think it's going to be a barn burner and a tight one. But I think the Sparties.
Good.
Or Sparties pull it up.
I would prefer that the Pac-12 won, actually.
Yeah,
I would
sure.
I would prefer that Oregon pulled it out and took care of business.
And they could. I could be dead wrong on that one. Like
I just want them to do something, because they took care of Florida State really well. And they had one job after that, to take care of Ohio State.
Well, they didn't.
They had one job.
Yeah, Ohio State kind of looks like a machine right now. They look really good.
Yeah, they do.
One of the other games I wanted to talk about. Ohio State, number one, plays Hawaii at home this weekend.
Great. Great matchup.
Ex-Trojan Max Whittick leading the Hawaii team.
The Rainbow Warriors.
Yes. I still call them the Rainbow Warriors, even though they go by the Warriors now. Ohio State should roll in that game.
Uh-oh.
At home. The other game I want to talk about is number 19 Oklahoma visiting number 23 Tennessee.
This is a change. Oklahoma and
on the road.
Everybody is now going to start. Thankfully, the college playoff is giving us better games earlier
right.
in the season.
I agree.
And earlier in the season, and this is one of those games.
I pick Tennessee in this game. The Vols are going to get up, and they're gonna beat that Oklahoma team.
I didn't pay attention to it. Stoops is just sort of a brand, and
exactly.
I envision him winning everything.
No.
Why hasn't he gone to the pros?
Because it's stale and stagnant. He's not doing anything. He's stuck around too long, and he's missed it. Arkansas State, who USC played last week, is at home against number 21 Missouri, the Tigers.
They're an SEC team now.
That's right. I fully expect the Missouri Tigers to take care of business and maybe not put up, 56, 55, like SC did. But I expect them to win.
You expect Missouri to win?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
You've got the whole thing in front of you.
Yeah, it's right here. I'm looking at it all.
Who does?
This is a curious game. LSU, number 14, visits SEC team visiting number 25 Mississippi State. I think the Tigers win that game. LSU
in Starkville?
Yeah, Starkville.
That's where Mississippi State plays. I've got some relatives there.
I think LSU wins that game. They should.
Obviously, I don't want them to because I have blood in Starkville, Mississippi, and.
Inbred blood.
I don't
just kidding.
I'm
what?
Sure it's all from. Yeah,
that's good. Look,
I have no comment. But the part of that is when two SEC teams play each other. I don't know.
Sparks
I was
fly.
Gonna go to some kind of
ESPN
quantum physics
jerks
thing,
off
but,
all over it,
oh,
and then and yeah,
and then no, I would prefer the Bulldogs.
And either
win.
Way, they come out on top because they still get the money.
Les Miles is weird. And, yeah, I mean, I like weird. Weird is good. I appreciate a lot of weird in my life. But he's bordering on the weird kind of weird.
Yeah, weird.
And LSU is weird. It's a weird school. They're weird.
Okay.
And I want them to go. I don't want them to win games.
These guys are having like a conversation over here.
Is something wrong?
No.
I think David's having a heart attack. His heart hurts.
You're good.
How much have we talked so far?
22 minutes.
Oh, good.
We got to wrap this shit up.
One more game I want to talk about. An in-state deal here. Boise State. Well, it's not in-state.
No.
Because Boise State's from Idaho.
Right.
Going to BYU. That's a shit game.
Yeah,
Boise
but
State.
I understand what... The fact is, I know they're two states, but when you said it's in-state,
them,
it's
right?
like you could... I would look at it, and then it would take me a minute to say, hey, those are two different states, sir. There's borders in there.
Yeah.
Against BYU.
One interesting game, Notre Dame goes and visits Virginia, who UCLA thoroughly
Notre Dame
took care of business
game.
Last week. Of course they will. But it'll be interesting to see how Virginia responds.
I'm surprised Notre Dame is bothering to actually go on the road.
Yeah,
this
Virginia's
year.
Terrible, and Notre Dame never travels, and they're traveling this time. Irish Tom will pound me for that one.
No.
That's about it. Everything
Possibly
else is
not.
kinda garbage this week. I think Georgia takes care of Vanderbilt, another SEC game there.
Why did I think the Vandals were in the ACC?
I think they're Sun Belt.
I'm sorry.
We have two Sun Belts in a row.
The Commodores, sorry. I was looking at what I need to get to next.
Everybody, I want to put this on the record, too. Everybody gave shit to USC for putting Arkansas State on the pallet last week. That schedule was made about 3 or 4 years ago, and it was originally Texas A&M.
Mm-hmm.
And A&M backed out of that deal. They're the ones that left, and that's who was left. So USC got to play Arkansas State last week.
The Aggies, who defeated Arizona State on last Saturday.
Ouch. That was a big loss.
And if you hear on the audio or anything that there's like air conditioning going on, it's because it's 119 degrees.
It's because there's air conditioning on.
We actually have to have.
It's blowing here.
It's too hot.
Okay.
It's too much hot.
Speaking of too much hot.
Go ahead.
Before we get back to football, talking about Idaho and the upcoming game, do we want to have our friend David, fellow Trojan, on? Yes, absolutely. And he's just going to give a brief synopsis of things USC this week.
Anything that has to do with
USC. Make sure
USC,
your pants are off.
Not necessarily football. But I'm telling you this, David. You have until I finish drinking this drink.
He's coming around. He's coming around.
Because I need.
He's
I
not
need
camera
something.
Ready. He needs powder.
What? I've got glasses on. I never wear my glasses on.
You're last wearing looks? Your glasses on.
All right. So anything on. USC aside from.
Hi guys.
No, wait a minute. Now this.
You missed the game. Did you know that? Diego.
I was in. Yes, I was. I was in San Diego watching Craig Robinson. I went to Craig Robinson's
That's fun.
Show after watching the Dodger game. The first time I've ever seen a Dodger game not at Dodger Stadium.
Really?
Yeah. I never seen them play an away game.
You're a dick.
It was my first time at Petco too.
That's fun. Did you?
Is that a nice ballpark? I've heard it's a really nice ballpark.
It's kind of interesting because Los Angeles, because you know Chavez Ravine is known as being like a historical and it's wonderful and great.
And then you see some of being Giants fans.
Shush it. And then you go to some of the new ballparks and you're like, wow, these are really fancy.
The amenities.
This is where we need to be.
Yes.
Like where the Giants play.
By the way, who do we play? I listen to the podcast. I follow you guys, and you guys should all do this. Everybody at home, I see the frog, hashtag USC Outsider.
Yes.
Follow at USC Outsider on Twitter, at Rick Barbera. You're just,
Rick,
right?
Yeah, it's really, really original.
But yeah, and at Scotty Images.
Scotty Images.
He'll take pictures of your wedding and your crotch. But I also, who do we play this week? Who do we play this
Idaho.
Week?
Utah.
The Idaho Vandals.
Utah.
So, and what time is the game?
5:00.
5
are we watching
Pacific.
It?
Pacific.
We need some extra footage.
It's on the Pac-12 Network. You want to come over and... you can
time
come
Warner,
over and...
Time Warner. Ugh. We'll figure it
you
out.
You guys
we'll
watch it.
Oh, you have Time Warner.
I have
Time Warner?
No, of course not. I have DirecTV.
Then you're not seeing the game
because
DirecTV is a piece
of shit. Anybody has DirecTV.
Okay, should I give you a little entertainment?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to segue into this by saying USC student grad, he went there at any rate, has done a new 30 for 30 for Pete Carroll
in
the Pete Carroll era. It's a 30 for 30 on ESPN. It's coming out October 17th regarding the Pete Carroll era for the 9 years
good
where
we
dominated
everybody.
Is
that out? Did it come out?
It's coming out.
It's
October.
Coming out.
Open your ears.
Okay, good.
October 17th.
Why we were good, the good, the bad, the weird, the ugly, everything is going to be in this documentary. And 30 for 30s are great. I watch them on Netflix.
Yeah.
That's one of my, those, like,
sure.
Instead of
Have
binge
you guys-
watching Narcos or whatever comedy is on, although I'll get to those two.
That one on Miami in the 90s was bananas.
I watch.
Did you see the one on the High Five, the little one on the High Five?
Just let me get to it.
Go.
Sorry, Rick. I'm sorry, Rick.
Stealing thunder.
This guy, this USC guy, has done the 30 for 30. I can't wait to see. Actually, it's just going to be like me watching replays of the games and remembering where I was when Coach Carroll was there and I want him back so bad.
I know.
Go ahead, David. What do you want to talk about?
Can we? He's not ever coming back.
We can't, and we can't go back to college.
Oh, we did?
Yeah. We what?
Nikes.
We didn't do anything that time. The last thing that we were talking about was the fact that there's a USC guy who's done this 30 for 30 on Coach Carroll in the years. You were over at my place during that time.
What USC guy does the 30 for 30s?
No, it's not. It's a different director all the time. This just happens to be a gentleman who I think, I believe, is actually in a tenured either adjunct professor or teaching at USC right now, and he directed this documentary. So,
I love that.
Anyway, it's around October 17th, obviously, and all right, do your thing. What
okay,
else
wait,
is going
wait,
on for USC?
You sparked a new idea because you guys all have to watch this, and I want to make sure we post this on iseethefrog.com. There is a great, it's like a little mini 30 for 30. It's like 3 minutes or 2 minutes or whatever, but it's about the history of the high five. Do you know that the Dodgers invented the high five? Do you know that, Pitts?
So it's a...
It's awesome. It's a great story, but I don't want to screw it up, but it happened in the 70s, and the actual high five that everybody does now was invented by the Dodgers. And we'll post that 30 for 30 on iseethefrog.com and along with the USC Outsider, because it's pretty awesome.
Do you remember the players involved in the 70s?
Well, I don't remember his name, but...
Was it your father's friend?
It was Dusty... My father's friend?
Yeah, was it your dad's friend?
No, I don't think so. My dad did go to the 81 World Series, and he saw Dusty Baker in the locker room, and he said, it was amazing.
Give me that towel, stupid.
Something like that.
Okay, fine.
I think it was 81 or 80. I should shut up now. Wait, okay, going into
what
entertainment
else?
News. Okay, what I'm here to do is give a little things outside of football. We love the football, but here's a little alumni
thing. Better be USC related.
It is,
it
is.
I will hit you in the face with a helmet.
Are you ready? Minority Report. The TV show that is coming out, Minority Report,
okay,
is starring Stark Sands. Do you guys know who Stark Sands is?
Yeah.
Do you really? You don't. You have no idea, do you? Right? Okay, ready. Here's how it comes together. And A, you should have David Rothblum on as... Rothblum should be your guest.
Yes.
Rothblum's old roommate back in the day, Stark Sands. He also originated...
I remember that
he
name.
Originated one of the roles on Broadway for American Idiot. He's
nice.
Been in such movies as Inside Llewyn Davis. He was in...
Who was he in that?
He was like the... remember when they were in the recording studio and he was like, I'm the old partner, and I'm... It wasn't Justin Timberlake, but he... No, sorry. He was the military guy, the military boyfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Scene? The military boyfriend.
Wow.
He's in a movie called... the HBO series Generation Kill. He's just been popping up from time to time and stuff that we've all seen. I've always kept an eye on him because he's Rothblum's old roommate.
What about the Coens taking USC people like Sari Wagner?
And Sari Wagner, just by the way... Good segue. She has been cast in the new Woody Allen movie.
Yeah.
Sari Girl Wagner.
Guy who raped his
daughter? No, stop there. Stop there.
Well.
That's, you know, court.
He makes
I don't
a good movie, though, doesn't
it? It does. Hashtag Woody Allen.
It does.
It does make a good movie.
It does
so
make a good
Stark
movie.
So, Stark Sands is in my...
In
he's the
basket.
Lead... Shit.
Fuck.
Oh, really?
Oh. Who did you hate... As a USC football player when you were at school? Was it Rob Johnson for throwing the interception at UCLA?
Rick, we were at that game.
When you were sophomore, I was a junior?
Rick, I said some of the most horrific things I've ever said out loud.
At that game?
Yeah, I wanted a truck to plow through the Coliseum and take him out.
The only good thing about that game was that we got to go home. Well, I got to go home. I had been drinking, I think, since the night before. And I got to go home from that game to watch that Notre Dame was playing Boston College for the champion. Well, something.
Yeah.
I don't know. They were playing. It was the game that kept Notre Dame.
Is it Flutie?
No.
It was
72.
It was the UCLA. It was the UCLA interception in the touchdown. It was what, 94, 95? 96, 95?
I think it was 93.
Really? Oh, my God.
That
because
hurt.
We had just done the Pop Project.
We got to put that on I See the Frog. Are you ready to put those out?
There it is. Bring it back.
All right, so go ahead.
We did
continue.
Post,
what else
by the
did
way,
you want to...
Today we did post Keller and Sullivan on iseethefrog.com. So we're putting some gems. Everyone go to iseethefrog.com. But my big thing was I was going to push Stark Sands, who is the lead on Minority Report that starts, I believe, on Fox on September 21st. Everybody, just, you know, I hope the show's good. If it's not... Sorry.
Move on.
But Stark Sands is rad and awesome.
That's awesome.
And we're happy for him, and we hope he continues to kick ass.
Fight on, Stark.
Fight on. Okay.
Who was the dude, by the way, who's and I love him. I think his name's Ryan. Peter's old roommate that's directing the Star Wars movie.
Did we tried to talk about this last week, but
just
we may have been caught up.
Cut
off. His name is Ryan Johnson.
R-I-A-N.
He is directing episode 8. He's writing and directing episode 8 of Star Wars. And
is Kasdan helping him?
He's a stud.
I don't know how that's all working. Ryan is... He's in London right now, and he is...
I want to be Boba Fett's slave goose. Just put
slave
me...
Slave goose?
Yeah, and I don't want it to be CG.
There's a lot of exciting...
Dress me up as a messed up intergalactic goose that services Boba Fett.
Like Bosch? Remember that character?
Yeah, Bosch.
Bosch.
I want to be part Bosch.
I want to be
part IG-88.
I was going to say IG-88.
As a slave goose.
How about Dengar?
I want to be Dengar.
Yeah.
I've been Beto.
BB-8? BB-8?
A little Star Wars
that's
segue.
Too new.
That's too new.
I want to go vintage.
Yes, it is true. Everyone,
blue-caped Bosk.
Yeah. For the sake of USC Fight
There's
On...
There's no way you had a blue-caped Bosk.
Ryan Johnson...
No, because it would be worth thousands.
Alumni Ryan Johnson is on top of
for
episode
the
8.
Fett, the missile actually fired.
And it choked, the, it, it choked people the way
choked
the battle...
Choked too many kids.
Yeah.
Choke you out.
I'll choke you out.
This I'm going to get... Awesome.
No, we no, it can't.
Okay,
we're going to, do you want to talk about Idaho? Do you want to stay?
No. Well, you go ahead and talk as long as the camera
David doesn't
are
know
fine.
About Idaho. He doesn't even know where that state
I've
is.
I've been to Idaho.
Utah.
I've been to Idaho. I went to a wedding there once, and it was on the set of The Horse Whisperer.
That's not true.
That's totally true.
Really?
In the barn of The Horse Whisperer.
Fantastic.
I think that was Idaho. Right?
Okay. I've never seen that film.
It's a Robert Redford film. It's good.
Of course it is.
Yeah.
The Idaho Vandals are having trouble because they're in a state that's kind of... They're overshadowed. They're overshadowed by Boise State that plays on Smurf.
Oh, Boise.
Boise State.
You
so,
didn't. What a dick.
They are overshadowed by this sort of Big Brother image. They have not been able to put it together in the last few years. In fact, they mostly play in the Big Sky. All their sports are in the Big Sky Conference.
Is it Big Sky or is it Sun Belt?
Right again.
Are you kidding?
Hey, everybody. So, a couple people you need to watch for Idaho. Quarterback Matt Linehan, as well as his main receiver, his go-to guy.
Tell me more.
His main receiver.
Tell me
the
more.
Last name is Epps. That is the receiver that he's going to be looking for.
Omar
so,
Epps.
And I don't believe it's Omar. Desmond. How about Desmond Epps?
Desmond Epps, okay.
Now, we do have the Hawkins brothers playing because we obviously know Chris Hawkins on...
Ned and Barris?
On defense for SC. His brother is playing for Idaho. So there's actually...
Are you kidding?
And those guys are...
Interesting. Very cool.
That is a talented group of folks right there.
Yeah.
Those are two talented brothers.
Hawkins had a nice game last week, too.
And we hope his brother does, too. But ultimately, I don't know why they're both not playing for USC.
Yeah, that's weird. Maybe SC didn't offer him.
So
that's
let's
how
go.
That works, Rick.
Good.
Oh yeah,
it does work.
Hey, before we lose
so
power again, should we talk about next week? What's happening next week?
We play Stanford.
Do we?
Yeah.
Stanford that
why,
early?
Why are we going that far ahead?
Yeah, we're still. We got to talk about Idaho
talk
defense,
about Idaho.
Man.
No, go.
We
keep
just
going.
Talked
keep
about
going.
The Idaho
I'm sorry.
Offense.
I'm sorry. Jesus.
Now,
I got nervous. Count your eggs before they're hatched.
There's a lot of seniors on the Idaho defense. Kickoff, by the way, did I say, is at
5 p.m.
5 p.m. Pacific time. The only time that matters on the Pac-12 network, which blows, and DirecTV blows.
I'm okay with DirecTV.
Me too.
It's Time Warner that sucks the farts. Sucks all the farts.
They're fart suckers. They breathe.
By the way,
breathe them in.
That's
like that.
The internet provider that we are on right now for internet.
Exactly.
And that might be what happened.
They can't do anything right. Why don't you get like AT&T?
No.
Well, they own DirecTV, Rick. And then,
yeah.
then you'd be bashing
they
them.
They just merged, and there's a whole bunch of
so
shit that's
you.
Going on with it. That's harsh. Why?
We're still alive,
why
right,
are you
Alex?
So mad at me, birthday boy.
You've been mad at me all night, and I love you. I love you more than.
How about Alex Reeves over there kicking ass?
Yeah, he's bringing
trying,
us back.
Trying to keeping work through all this shit
with part five.
No, part four. We're in part four.
Part four.
We're literally right, so, we're in Lethal Weapon 4 right now,
all
which
right,
was the
so
best
the,
one.
It was.
And I think the reason why we're not going too far into Idaho is because they probably will not win this Saturday. They do have a lot of seniors on defense. The thing about Idaho is they're competing with with Boise State. Most likely, if they drop enough games this year, they'll be dropped back into a conference that's not Division I.
Okay.
Every team...
Is that a real possibility?
Yeah, every sport at Idaho is, I believe, the Big Sky Conference, except football, which is Sun Belt. Due to... I think they even had some sanctions because of they performed poorly academically. I mean, it's just not... Idaho is just not lined
so
up well.
It's threatening.
In the last few years.
They might go down to FCS.
Coach Petrino, who's, I believe, the brother of Bobby Petrino at Louisville, Petrino, he's got a chance to bring him back. He's bringing in junior college players. He's got a veteran defense. Maybe he can bring him back up so they can compete at that level. I don't know. I'm trying to spin this positively. I think we're probably going to score 250 points on them.
Sounds realistic and wonderful.
Do you still have that sheet from last week? Where's our predictions from last week?
Did you give that to me?
Yeah.
Yep.
I think it's over there somewhere.
It might be over there. You want me to get it?
So Rick, this week,
what do you risk cutting the power.
Yeah. I am going to say 72-6 USC.
72? You think they're going to put up 72?
Please write it down and you keep 72? It because obviously we can't access it from this. Last week.
Take a picture of that and send it to me. And we have to write a synopsis.
72-6. That's a big score. David, what do you think is going to happen next week?
$1, Bob.
$1.
I think. Wait, what did you? I think it's going to be 42 to 10.
42-10. I like that score. I turned 42 today.
That's why. And I turned 10.
Your brain did.
I like how much you laughed at that.
Football. Stick to football, boys. Football.
I'm going 47, which is a weird number for football. 47 to... I'm going to give them 13.
47 to G.
47 G.
Because we have a kicker who's going to be blue-shirted at USC, I want you to, since we didn't get to it last week, welcome this Australian guy. Welcome this Australian player to USC.
Do you want me to play him? What's his name? What's his name again?
I don't remember.
It's Chris.
It's Olsi.
I want
Chris.
To
Olsi Chris.
Yeah.
Olsi Chris is here.
Welcome him.
I'm going to kick the ball.
His name is Chris Landy.
Say welcome. Fight on.
Fight on, Chris. Fight on, Chris. Wait, am I playing Chris?
No,
he's Australian.
You're being like another Australian.
Oh, like a big fan. Fellow. You're a fellow.
Hey, welcome, Chris, and fight on.
Welcome, Chris. Welcome, Chris. Fight on. I hope you win the game and then you rent Crocodile Dundee to you.
Pitts, what's your score? What's the final of the game this week?
47-13.
I ain't gonna do.
Do you want to do?
It just got cockney.
I ain't gonna cut that pig in the belly,
Mr. Brisbane. What? Do you want to? Sure. That's what they say there. Do you want to?
That's a well-known Australian
phrase. It is. Oh, it is. It's right before the...
Boy, when I lose, I get cut in the belly like a pig.
Right before they puzzle up the Gibbs bids, they say accents. That. So what do you want to predict to Chris, welcoming him to the team, Mr.
Welcome,
Brisbane?
Chris. Welcome, Chris, to the team. Forward on.
That is a shitty accent. That's a shitty accent.
That's the USC Theater School skipping that year. Not letting my class take accents.
Okay.
I blame
thank
that.
Thank you, David.
I blame that Deborah. Okay,
thank
bye.
Thank you. Thank you.
This has been fun.
And thank you guys for watching Happy Birthday Pitts.
Thank you.
And go Trojans. Expect more of the same this weekend. Yeah. We're going to beat the
Trojans
Idaho
roll.
Vandals.
Trojans roll.
Fight on.
Fight on.
Fight on.